Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today, recorded in the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verses 37 and following. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. This is our text. Friends in Christ, this is the end of the church year. It's a time of warning, of vigilance, of repentance. It's a reminder of the last judgment. There are certain passages that remind us that we need to be watchful because not all will be saved. Jesus in Matthew 22 put it this way, "Many are called, but few are chosen." And in another place, in his Sermon on the Mount, he writes, "For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Is this the emphasis in today's text on the few who will be saved? Jesus writes, "This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing." Or in the opening lines, "All that the Father gives me will come to me. I will by no means cast out." As if the Father has given only a few to come to Jesus for salvation. In Jesus' ministry, individuals, multitudes, crowds were continually coming to Jesus. In fact, if you look up that word come, you will find that it shows up in almost every chapter in the Gospels with people coming to Jesus. So our text today talks about the one who comes to me will by no means cast out. And yet, we know that there are many who are coming to Jesus for the wrong reasons. The wise men came, but even Herod said to the wise men, "Well, when you find Jesus, send word back so that what? I may come and worship him also." But we know that he desired to come to Jesus not for the same reason, not for the right reason. The people who came to Jesus in the Gospels included lepers, centurions, tax collectors, sinners, rulers, Gentiles, Jewish women, Gentile women, disciples, multitudes. You can find a myriad of nouns describing people who came to them. Disciples, blind men, lame, demon-possessed, parents with epileptic and sick children. And then there were the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the elders and the Jewish and Roman soldiers. I mean, right up until the end, people were coming to Jesus. Isn't that what he wanted, them to come to him? Many people today come to Jesus. You've come to Jesus. And they came to Jesus. Many for the right reasons, many for the wrong reasons. A chapter earlier is the story of Jesus and the invalid at Bethesda. Jesus heals him on the Sabbath. But because it was the Sabbath, the Jews began to persecute him, and it says they began even to seek to kill him. They were coming to Jesus. In fact, they came to him. And this is what he said to them. "He who has my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. You do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. The scriptures bear witness about me, yet, notice, you refuse to come to me that you may have life. So you can come to Jesus, but then not really come to Jesus. Crowds were coming to Jesus, and yet many were not coming in the right way, the way that Christ desired. What was that way? It was the way of contrition, of sorrow over sins, of trusting in him alone for salvation, looking in faith to him, not to themselves. And in today's text, Jesus is speaking to a crowd. That's how you have to understand the words. He's speaking to a crowd with the same problem. They pursued him all over Galilee by boat across the Sea of Tiberias, many being part of the 5,000 he had miraculously fed. And here they've chased him again. But now, why have they come to him today? And this is what Jesus said in some words just prior to our text. You seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Seeking Jesus, coming to Jesus for the wrong reason. Jesus is calling us to come to him not for bread primarily, not enlightenment in the sense that many today understand, as they understand that word, a better business model, he'll make you rich. Even social justice, although Jesus can provide help for all of those things, that's not why he's here. He wants us to come to him in contrition and sorrow over our sins, trusting in him as our Savior, sent to do the will of the Father. And God doesn't seek only a few. Jesus came into the world to die for the whole world. Why is it that there are so few? Because our human hearts turn away from him. He calls us every day to believe him. And is it not the case then that we are here today, not because we doubt him, not because we don't believe him, but we are here because we know that in him is life. Peter put it this way in one of his epistles, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And Paul said it in almost very similar words when he wrote to Timothy, "God our Savior desires all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." So that when we come to Christ in faith, we have a certainty of salvation. That's why the words that he uses here today are, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." You could translate it, never. I will never cast out. Those who come to Christ have a salvation that is certain. And that's why we have come here today, because it is the will of the Father who has called us through the gospel to give us the gift of faith, to strengthen our faith, to assure us of everlasting life that we have in Christ, in the Son. Go and study the examples. That would be a good Bible study to do this week. Take a look at the Gospels. Look up the word come in a concordance. And notice how all of those who come to Jesus in the Gospels, you discover that those who he looks favorably upon as the redeemed, it is those who take him at his word, who believe what he says, who don't challenge him and doubt him. We all have our doubts. God is calling us to put away the doubts and to realize that in him we have salvation. It was all those who believed his words, just as he says to you today. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. Let's rise and pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by your dear Son, Jesus Christ, you have promised us forgiveness of our sins and deliverance from eternal death. We pray that by your Holy Spirit, you will increase our faith in your grace through Christ and establish in us the certain hope that we shall not die, but peacefully sleep and be raised on the last day to eternal life and salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Depart in peace.